And good morning. Welcome back. Yes, we have now exchanged guests. We've moved from the world of big, noisy warbirds and the commemorative Air Force to something a little more well down to earth, but still just as much fun, and that's the Flying Musicians. Marty and Alex Whitmore are joining me here, and I just want to read the mission of the Flying Musicians. They want to share their passion while encouraging youth in the science and art of aeronautics and music, and that sounds like a pretty tall order.
It is.
Well, yeah, it is, but that's what we're interested in doing and promoting.
All right. How did the Flying Musicians get started?
Well, a fellow by the name of John Zapp and Eileen Hummel got together and decided that there was a lot of correlation between flying and playing music, coordination, the math part of it and all that. And they actually just grassroots started the thing. We were kind of in on the first year. We went to their first fly-in. It was back in Fort Worth about 2009.
Okay.
And it just kind of got off the ground from there. John is a go-getter. He is out there beating the bushes all the time, you know, trying to promote the group. And we're working here at Oshkosh to try to promote it, too.
All right. About how many people have... We've
got about 400 members now, okay. And
don't necessarily have to be a musician or a pilot, but if you have an appreciation for either one, we strongly
welcome,
encourage you.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome to our group. We both happen to be pilots and musicians, and so we jumped on board really early.
Great. What do you fly?
Well... That is a hard question to answer because we have several airplanes. We are what you would call committed aviators. We live on an air park.
Oh, nice.
We have a Cessna 180, a Cub, a Pete and Pole, a Lescom.
Corbin Super Ace.
Corbin Super Ace and a Starduster 2 and a Sea Ray.
I would say committed is a good word.
I think
that.
So,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, I have to ask, which one is your favorite?
Pete and Paul, I think. Yeah. It would have to go in that category.
Okay. Mine's the Cub.
The Cub?
Yeah. I like the Cub.
Yeah. Low and slow with the door open.
Yes, please.
That's the Pete and Paul all the time.
Ah, yes. Now, I see you're wearing a Kit Fox hat.
We used to have one of those, but
okay.
We don't anymore.
All right. Did you build it yourself?
No. I have never built an airplane from scratch or a kit plane, but I have built rebuilt airplanes, a Taylor craft, and I rebuilt the Pete and Paul, and, you know, stuff like that.
Great, great. And you've been to Oshkosh before, right?
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
It's an annual event for us.
Okay. How many years does this make it?
Well, in consecutive years, I would say about 15.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We started about 40 years ago.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
right.
Coming. And
we flew in a Ronca L3 here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you see as the evolution of the grounds, the events?
Well, it seems to have gotten bigger every year until about a couple of years ago, and it seems to have tapered off.
Okay.
Which I think it's probably reached its critical mass. Maybe it's great size right now. I like it.
Good.
One of the things we're encouraging in Flying Musicians is to bring the younger generation in. You know, we are getting older, and we need to be replacing ourselves. We have two daughters that are both pilots, and one has not quite finished her license yet, but she's working on it. But they are both professional musicians. So they're out there playing and singing. And, in fact, if we get to it, we'll sing a song by our daughter, Eleanor, who wrote about an airplane, and it's very autobiographical.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, that, you know, part of the mission of the Flying Musicians, obviously, you want to get together, you want to play, you know, jam.
That's right. We're going
talk
to have a Flying Musicians Jam tomorrow night. It's open to anybody that wants to come and listen or bring your instrument of any kind or anything you want to beat on for a rhythm instrument
or
harmonica or whatever. It's open to everyone, and we would encourage everyone to come and check out the organization. People ask us, how do you join? You can join by going online to flyingmusicians.org, and I think the annual membership is $25, and the corporate membership is $250. And we have a lot of corporate sponsors. We'd like to mention them,
sure,
if
ahead.
You don't mind, because it's our job,
and
we appreciate their help.
Right.
You know, we have the AOPA, SkyTech, Aircraft Spruce, Allegro, LSA, JS Firm, NBAA, AVMAP, Global Air, Sennheiser, Helicopter Association International, Pacific Coast Jazz, Bose, Sinchnich, GLIME, is that what you said?
Yeah.
U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, Seaplane Pilots Association, Aviators Hotline, Barnstorming, and Gatlin Economic Development Agency.
All right. Got them all. Is there a certain type of music that, you both enjoy?
We're pretty eclectic.
We kind of cover the spectrum. Marty was classically trained and sang opera and oratorio and most of her career, and also taught. And I'm basically kind of country folk based, and I write songs and sing them wherever anybody will listen to them. And, and my daughters have become really good songwriters on their own.
Good.
But as far as the style of music, anything you can play on an acoustic guitar?
We do everything from Alex Whitmore to Gershwin to the Beatles.
Again, eclectic in your airplanes and eclectic in your music days. But that's okay. Good music is... It transcends genres.
I think so.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how the Flying Musicians look at trying to encourage young people to consider aviation.
I'm glad you asked that. We actually have a school program that's available to anybody, I think, that wants to do it, and it's called Symphony in the Skies, and it's a correlation between aviation and music. And they found that the part of the brain that focuses on music and the learning part of the brain that learns to play music is also the same part of the brain that, you use when you're analyzing and making decisions in flying, and also in math. So people that start music at an early age generally are really good at math. And if you're really good at math, that's a good foundation for learning to fly.
Mm-hmm. And for lots of things.
Yeah, and a lot of other
absolutely.
Things. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And the organization itself, are there scholarships to encourage young folks?
Well, we're working towards that.
Okay.
Hopefully with our sponsorship, we're still in the grassroots phase of organization of the, but that is our that is our goal, to be able to fund young people to learn to fly, and you know, maybe offer a pittance scholarship to go to some aviation school and help out.
Yeah, so you're really looking at, as you mentioned earlier, we're all getting a little older, but it's an opportunity to use your talents to kind of give back and encourage a new generation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good. What are some of the other activities that are going on here at Oshkosh, or things that are coming up later in the fall?
Well, we have some fly-ins scheduled. There's August 8th through 10th is Stillwater, Montana. It's a Stillwater seaplane splash-in.
Okay.
And... yeah, and there's some others, you know, later this fall.
Okay. But
you can find out on by going to the website.
Well, we had also, we went to Sebring. This is a past event, but we've done things at the AOPA gatherings. And they're not always organized. We're actually having a little jam out in the campground, and we've invited as many of our friends that can join in that. And it's off of nap somewhere.
Just listen for the music.
Just
right?
listen
yeah.
for the music.
Just
it will.
The music.
It will be at the close of the day. It's
after
that,
the
air show tonight. We're all going to hang out and watch the air show, and then jam a little bit after that.
In the right-in camp shelter?
Yes.
Campground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So yeah, once the fireworks die down and the wall of fire is gone, mm-hmm. and it gets quiet. And listen for you.
Listen right. for the music.
All right.
And
well,
come join us.
Good, good. You said you've got a song?
We do. We'll try to do part of it anyway.
All right, go for it. We got time.
Fly so high, miles above the ground. Fly so fast, break the speed of sound. Winds at my back, there's no turning round. I'll leave it all behind. Born in the sky in a red traveler, chasing the sun and tangles from my hair. I'll fly to you, you'll never catch me. I'll leave it all behind. Fly with me, fly so high. You can come along with me. We'll never come down.
Fly so slow, wind at my nose. Fly so low, buzz the fields below. I'll fly to you, you'll never catch me. I'll leave it all behind. Green tiger moths, piper cubs, and stagger wings. Bamboo bombers and blue moonies. Silver jet wings, even hot air balloons. Take me where I want to be.
I was born in the sky in a red traveler, chasing the sun and tangles from my hair.
Winds at my back, there's no turning round. I'll leave it all behind. I'll fly to you, you'll never catch me. Fly so high.
All right, Marty and Alex Whitmore from the Flying Musicians. And that's going to wrap up our program today from the stand. I'm Steve Buss, and we want to thank the Commemorative Air Force for their support. Join us again tomorrow, live from the stand on EAA Radio.